the peak of national embarrassment. That is what we are now. That is where we are right now. And that is the situation. As far as I'm concerned, in my whole lifetime, I have never, ever seen anything like this. Ever. Never seen anything like this. But we are here. We always thought these things were reserved for certain countries. Maybe like Chad, like Madagascar, like Comoros. I'll tell you what, those are the countries now who have facilities approved by CAF, the likes of Mali, with military coup everywhere, every now and then. And yet, they can play matches comfortably in their backyard. We cannot do that. Now, if I tell you, if I give you the list of the countries that Ghana has now joined, you'd be shocked. Oh yes, you'd be shocked. And these are our co-equals. Whether you like it or you don't like it, this is Ghana's level as far as football is concerned. Right now, we are contending with the likes of, yes, Djibouti, Chad, Niger, Eritrea, Sudan, Sao Tome, Burundi, Madagascar, Ghana. Add them to the list. That's the bliss we belong to. The list of countries banned from playing football at home because they don't simply have good enough facilities. That is the peak of embarrassment. We'll talk about that issue. The Black Stars have also had the worst qualifying start to any qualifying campaign since the year 2004. And in that year, they did not qualify for the tournament. What's going to happen this time around? Can they recover? Their journey has been complicated, of course, by the recent happenings. We'll also look ahead to this weekend's games in the Premier League and all around the globe. Welcome. This is Game Plan, proudly brought to you by Patronsol Platinum Energy. Every drop matters. So I'll tell you a bit more about them. But my guests are very much seated and heated. Seated and heated. The show is live and interactive on social media as well. So do send us a message on WhatsApp 055-111-1997, 055-111-1997. I'll tell you more about the Joy Sports Invitational as well. It's back on October 26th. We'll be talking a bit more about that. But the WhatsApp messages are welcome. 055-111-1997. We are streaming live on X Spaces. Do leave me a message there. Use the hashtag GamePlan and we'll read those messages for you. Share them with the rest of our listeners from across the globe. We're streaming on Facebook as well as YouTube on the Joy 99.7 FM handle. Welcome to the show. I'm going to do this, take a really quick break, come back, introduce my guest, and then we can start the conversations. This is Game Plan on 99.7 Joy FM and on Hits 103.9
FM. Pitch. Pitch. What is pitch? Pitch. Who catches a pitch? Who catches a changes in a year, you know. Sakoyan in Tama, Nakabakasa, Kayanta, where coach. Master coach, when you're ready, so over here.
Are they suggesting that the Angolans were playing in the sky? My brother, they are all footballers. Those they assemble to play against the Black Star are professionals. We assemble our professionals. They all play on the same pitch. Yesterday, they were here. The Angolans were here. They trained between 4 and 5. They were here. The Black Stars also came. They also trained here. So CAF has inspected the pitch and approved it for the game. If in the opinion of CAF they felt that the pitch was not ready to accommodate the game, I'm sure they would have taken a decision against Ghana. So we lost the game. Let's just look at what happened. We are all football fans. Some of us are football administrators. We love football. We might not be coaches, but we follow football and we understand football. Sometimes you give corrections during games. You think what should have happened before, that didn't happen. We all suspected and we all wanted, even the fans themselves were agitating for change in the 60th minute.
That's right. The fans were agitating for change in the 60th minute. The coach didn't make the change. Then you come and say, pitch. What is pitch? The pitch is perfect. CAF came to inspect it and approved it. If it was not in good condition, CAF would not, in their own wisdom, have approved it. So what are you talking about? Baba Sports Stadium. Perfect condition. Perfect. By the NSA Deputy Director, Majid Bauer. 3 days later, CAF released a statement to say they are shutting down the Babaya Sports Stadium because it is substandard, the pitch is horrendous, the whole infrastructure is an absurdity and nothing worthy of a CAF Category 3 match. So the man with the task of having to play matches away from home is this man, Otuado. He has been reacting to the news, and this is what he said.
So first of all, I think if it comes like this, and this is how it looks like, it's really a pity. Surely we always love to play in front of our home crowds, but at the end of the day, we have to do the best out of the situation. And if we have to play somewhere else, then it's like that. I don't want to use my energy to think too much about that, because it's not in our hands. There's nothing we can do about it. It's a CAF decision, and we have to do the best about it. I hope that if we won't be able to play at home, that we quickly manage all the things so that we can play at home as fast as possible and for our crowd to see us.
So CAF says the stadium is banned. You can't play matches there again because the whole thing is hideous. It's substandard. Okay, the sports ministry says Odeshi. They will not agree. Now they've written to the GFA to order the GFA to instruct.
Hold on. With the exact word CAF gave.
What?
CAF in their letter to the GFA, they said, prohibition of the use of Baba Yara Sports Stadium.
That's right.
For upcoming CAF FIFA senior international matches. Prohibition. Those were the exact words. Yes. Samson Adamu
forbidden.
Used. Yes. Samson Adamu wrote the letter to Prosper, and those were his words. Prohibition.
Prohibited.
Yes.
Muftau, welcome to the show. Daniel Kranting, Achuta Maklu. Guys, welcome to the show, man.
I miss you.
I know. Me self. I miss you guys. I miss you guys. But Ross,
can you see how fresh he looks?
I miss you, Bruta. I miss you, Bruta. You're even lucky that I've not added an accent.
you have added Italian or French accent.
Oh, French, Italian, everything. Hey. I've been to many places. Oh,
yes, many
places. Oh, many places. So that's why I can't come with the accent, because I got confused along the way.
Italian, a bit of French,
yes,
a bit of American.
No, he wasn't copying
Danish.
Danish.
You see why I gave up. You see why I gave up on it.
Slow down. And I'm sure when you got to the airport, you came out of the flight. The heat that
no, there's no heat now. You know that Ghana is cooler than so many places. Not just today. In the last 3 months or
today, especially because it.
It's been cool. There was no heat blowing.
So heat not blow you for the airport there.
It'd be normal.
3-4 months.
More reaction.
I was going to see something, but I don't see it.
Steven Apia Tornado says playing a qualifier outside Ghana, except in a tournament, is a national embarrassment. We must prioritize hosting our own games and protect our football pride. This is from Steven Apia.
These people are forced. Steven Apia has.
He rarely speaks.
And he hardly even tweets.
No, but he writes the English. Oh.
Yes.
He writes down.
But the English to some way. Playing a qualifier outside Ghana, except in the tournament. The tournament is not a qualifier. La.
Boga.
No.
The
so,
sense of communication is understanding.
I know, he's quite easier. He wrote the English, but I'm just saying.
Did he understand the message?
Of course. Of course.
Then,
I didn't say that.
People who say they have why, we should tout their credentials, they are the ones who have brought us here. Let Capitano rest.
The people that you just mentioned.
Yes.
So a bit of background. If any of you have been hiding under a rock, the sports ministry, well, after the Blasters played the Angola game, CAF said they had seen enough of that stadium and they don't think it's fit for purpose anymore. So they've written a letter to the FA to tell them to find an alternative venue outside of Ghana. And they were specific. They didn't say find a venue in Ghana or an alternative venue in Ghana. They said outside of Ghana to honor the next international matches, which will happen in October. Doubleheader against Sudan. So find an alternative venue outside Ghana to play those matches, especially your home game, because one of them is a home game, the other one will be an away match. Now, the sports ministry, who are responsible for managing the stadium, says they don't agree with CAF that the whole Ghana has no certified stadium. So the FA, you know, they should tell CAF that CAF should come back to Ghana and come and inspect University of Ghana Stadium and Accra Sports Stadium. Because why? According to the sports ministry, they said most issues identified by CAF at the Accra Sports Stadium during a previous inspection have been resolved. Most, not all. So, Yayebi, we have done some. So, come and look and see whether what we have not done can be forgiven.
Hang on. When I read that statement,
oh, slow down, like you let him finish.
Let me finish. They said most of the issues that CAF identified and banned Accra Sports Stadium on a previous visit. He said some of them, in fact, they said most of them have been resolved. So GFA should tell CAF to come and look at it again. Then they also said Legon Sports Stadium, it's 11,000 capacity, 10,000 and something. So let's round it up to 11,000 with no media center.
There's a media tribune, but the seats
are like 15.
So when I say no, you know what I'm
technically
talking about.
You are wrong.
No, you see what you have. No, it's not
a
recognized
tribune,
because
it's a tribune.
There's a certain capacity required, so it doesn't meet.
Yes.
Then
if it doesn't meet.
It has an even more terrible pitch than the Baba Yara Sports Stadium. But the sports ministry says CAF should come and look at that stadium and check whether...
Even his dressing rooms alone,
they don't meet. They don't have dugouts. The substitution benches they have there.
Oh, but we can buy some.
The showers. Oh.
You have to have hot shower. They don't have hot shower.
But the water flows.
You need a required number of toilets.
You see the substitution bench. Even for a category 2 match, you need a minimum of 21 people.
There are carpenters all around the
place. Accra Sports Stadium. Have you been there? Actually, you were there recently. Sunday. You went to pee. What did you see in the bathroom?
No, I couldn't go there. In fact, they've locked it up.
All right. Anyway. Let's unpack the issues one after the other then. We'll talk about the stadium ban. And I want us, since we've started there, I want us to start there and move on to how that has complicated what already looks like a very difficult AFCON qualifying journey. Daniel, I think the issue of how we got here has been long answered. We've been complaining. We've told people that this day was coming. They said we were hating. They said it was personal.
Negative
press.
The last time our friend saw me and he said, "You people, that you are being diabolical."
Yes, they say every day, Joy Sports is diabolical. Negative. We spent $34 million to complete the University of Ghana Stadium, which was at 70% complete. We added $34 million to finish it this year in 2024, and yet it is not more than enough to host a CAF Category C or Category 3 match. That is the reality. We spend $145 million on Boteman Sports Complex. There is not a pitch there. Not even a training pitch at Boteman. But they built a track that is also substandard, 6 lanes instead of the standard 8. So as a result of that, even at Botema, we can't host any international competition there on that track. Apart from the fact that it only has 6 lanes, the track itself,
it's not properly certified.
It's also not certified. But we spent $145 million. This is a country and a government that has spent an unprecedented amount of money on sports infrastructure. Allegedly, they said they've completed 6 youth resource centers, which is a lie.
Boga, you are saying everything.
Hold on, hold on.
No, did you say it's a lie?
Yes, we fact checked them. It's a lie.
I think you should choose the word well. Lie, say.
By you.
I said
what
it
they
was,
said does not appear to be true.
No, I said it was. No, you can't say it does not appear to be true when you fact check that it's not true. Because we've been there. And we can confirm that it is not true.
So you can say it is not true. Yes,
so
a lie.
So it's so it's a verified untruth.
When you, what's the difference between something that is not true and a lie?
As
the
moved
settings,
out.
Moved out to do settings. It's the same thing.
So, I guess the question is, what next?
What next is saying?
Oh, you are jumping from. Hey, boga.
So, what next?
So we shouldn't talk about the concurrent. There was a meeting, though. There was a meeting on Tuesday or Wednesday.
What happened in that meeting?
Tuesday.
Was it Tuesday?
Tuesday, yeah.
No, it was not Tuesday, it was Wednesday.
Alright, Muftar, it's okay.
No, so the calf letter came
Wednesday.
Hang on. Calf letter came on Tuesday.
The calf letter came on Tuesday.
Meeting was on
September 10th. The meeting was on Wednesday.
Then we got the statements yesterday.
And the FA released
we'll talk about the details of that meeting. But Kranti, your thoughts on this? And I'm looking for solutions, honestly, because at this moment, the embarrassment is complete. How do we reset? You are speechless.
Please change the question. You want to bypass all that they have done?
No, the fact is, the solutions have been there since. See, this is not a platform for me to come and tell them what the solution is.
We've told them long ago.
They know. You don't need to tell them. They know what the solutions are. When you talk about the athletics track that wasn't certified, you look at the Legon pitch. It's not about the niceness of the grass.
Or how
green it is. Even the length, and there was an issue during the Africa Games where that thing was discovered. Even the length of the pitch or the size of the pitch is not standard, because quick explanation. You see the pitch panels that they put around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's supposed to be a distance between the touch line and then the pitch panel. If the pitch panel is going outside the grass, then you have an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And if we are going to follow those rules, it means our pitch panels will be outside the grass. You can use to play FA Cup and Ghana Premier League and some of these small things, but you can't use it to play an international standard game. So that in itself is a huge, huge, huge problem. That for me is a fundamental thing. Okay. When you are going to spend millions of dollars on what you claim to be world-class facilities, you have how many sporting federations in this country?
By my last check, 45.
Why don't you consult? This is like, it is a simple, basic, common sense. There are federations that specialize in the sports. There are federations who have a much better understanding than you in the sport. So when you are going to construct these, and I'll see, as you call it, not me, world-class facilities, why don't you simply consult Ghana Athletics? Why don't you consult GFE? Why do you go and do the thing and then see the English?
When you are frustrated, you can't find the words.
See, it's not the English that will wash the thing and make it world-class.
It's not the fact that you said it.
See, the standards are there. When they come and they come and test it, they'll let you know whether the team meets it or not. I remember during the Africa Games, this thing, Papa. See, during the Africa Games, when the NFL guy, I've forgotten the guy's name, safe. You remember some NFL guy came during the Africa Games and they took him on a tour to around Botema's hotel.
He won the Super Bowl, I remember. Yes.
And they took him to around Botemande when they entered the aquatic center. Then Mr. Minister said that, has he seen the place and that this place can even host an international swimming competition? I looked the guy and I said, and I was looking at the NFL guy because you were exposed to like top class facilities. Mm-hmm. But if you see the guy in face, you don't see the Siam Toli, but branding and settings. So if I maintain, things. Thousand seater capacity aquatic center. How can that thing host an international competition? If you had consulted the Ghana Swimming Federation, they will tell you that it has to meet a certain standard. So do this. Look, the bottom line is, these people, they are just wasting our money. They are wasting our money.
They have wasted.
Oh yeah, no. They are still in the process of wasting it. Now, if you are going to play outside Ghana, is it not more wasting money? We are going to waste money. How much will it cost to fix some of these defects that CAF gave you 9 things to do at the Baba Yara Sports Stadium 2 years ago?
Yeah.
2 years ago. The cost of fixing those things won't even equate to half the cost of a resource center. Half. The $2 million they said, it will take $1 million to fix what CAF told you to fix. In 2022, 2 years ago, till now.
Do you know how much it costs to play one away game for the Blasters?
$1 million.
Like 1 million.
Yes. Yeah, one away game. So now our home matches are basically also away matches. Yes. So imagine that.
You see?
You've got 4 games remaining.
And now the issue too is, if you are going to play away from home, why will you come home to train and go away to play at home?
So you pay for training.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
So they will have to go and train there too.
Yeah, they have to go and rent the
camps
facilities.
Camping fees, hotel fees.
So that cost is going to go up. It's not just a single, it's not an away game that you come and train here in Ghana, you go there and go and train the day before and play.
Now you have to come there.
Now you have home. To, thank you, you have to come there as home. And that's more per diem. So that 1 million, it will go up. So let's say 1.5, 1.6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 2 million, 3. It can go. Because you know them. We'll be there. The thing that one away game, we all know one away game, estimated 1 million. We'll be there. They'll come and give you 4.6. And you see, they can give 4.625. The way you see the thing, you are tempted to believe the accuracy.
No, it's not up to. It's between 650 and
Mufta. I am saying my thing. No. When you get your this video, you can say you.
No, no. The figures.
I'm saying that. No. What my point is, they have a tendency of exaggerating figures.
I fact check this for you. But it's not 600,000. Go on, Francis.
I said it's about $650,000.
I said I'm going to fact check you.
Okay, fact check it.
Go on, Francis.
Look! Like what they did Trump in the debate.
Yeah, fact check it.
Yeah, fact checking you. Live! Hey, ABC, you the try. ABC, you
fact check.
See, Tayu, I don't think Ghanaians are angry enough. I don't think we realize, and this thing I was discussing with a friend of mine, he was like, maybe because we quote the sums in dollars,
people don't understand
the enormity of the amounts we are talking about. Yeah. Look, do you know what $36 million is? And when you compare, Boga, you know where they are. Abokobi, they pass this thing on your right. You see the Legon Stadium. I used to see it every day. You can't tell me you would need up to $36 million to do what is there. That it doesn't make sense.
It's crazy.
It's look, the amount it's of money. Complete madness.
So like they built two of what Goldfields built in Takwa. We change.
Just to complete it. It's not building.
$15 million. $13 million completed it. So there was extra.
So $13 million was used to build the TNA stadium.
Yes.
Which was built from scratch.
Yeah.
Including consultancy fee, architectural designs, and all these things.
And the Legon Stadium, which they told us was 85 to 90% complete.
I remember.
They used $36 million to complete the 15% or the 10% that was
34 there. Million.
$34 million.
You've been fact checked.
I'm chief fact checker.
See, friend.
Have you fact checked me?
Yes.
How much?
On. What's the date? I'm going to give you the date.
You okay. Let Daniel finish and wait.
Oh, no.
Go on, call.
Fact check, fact check,
go on.
Fact check.
He's
fact
not
check.
Looking for it, so
no, I found it. Hold on, I'm removing it. Cranty.
Look, Fent.
Go on.
Fent.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing, you see, This is our job. You have to speak truth to power. You go back to what we were promised.
Mm-hmm.
You go back to what the plan was. Spoke about completing the... Look, Charlie, you can't use that amount of money to complete a stadium and then turn around and it is not up to standard.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's unforgivable. Till today, there's not one functional youth resource center.
Not one.
Functional, that's the key word.
Yes.
Functional, because you didn't build it for us to look at pictures. You built it for us to use. So if it's not, if it can't be used, it is non-functional. It's better you didn't even do it at all. There's not one functional youth resource center. When you go to the, look, I don't understand. Like, look at the cost involved. 2 years ago, look at the crisis that we were facing. Mm-hmm. And I think, like most people have forgotten, when they went to inspect Cape Coast Stadium, January 2022, and they said they will not allow us to use it because Cape Coast Stadium had not met the standard. We were hot, and it took the GFA intervention. And then they came back and gave us provisional approval with a list of 9 things to do. Look, if you're a serious country, if you're a serious country and you are serious about your job, they've put sports under you and you are serious about the sports. 9 things to do. You there, like, yeah, they tell, play these 2 games, but make sure that in the future you fix these 9 things. And up to today, 2 years later, you've still not been able to fix it. And you see, the painful thing about the CAF letter is, you see the paragraph where they included Accra and Cape Coast?
Yes, it was intentional.
They said persistent issues with this venue and Accra and Cape Coast. So as for the two, no, don't call us back because we know you. Like, do you know how painful that is?
So that letter from the ministry, no.
Well, we'll come there.
That's where I'll land on.
Yes.
The letter from the ministry. It showed you one. They don't care. They didn't read it. Because if you read,
if you read
and you understand, you will not write that nonsense statement that they came to give to us. And it is complete nonsense.
That is actually gaslighting.
It's gaslighting. You see, that's
they
the thing.
They're gaslighting us into believing that they have facilities. But it's CAF that is trying to play hardball, or I don't get it.
You are a baby girl. You've seen your man's phone and he's chatting with Mavis.
First of all, Jesus.
After 12 midnight, and they are sending lovey-dovey emojis,
hey,
and explicit videos. Then when you wake up in the morning and you confront, you are holding the man's phone, no? You are confronting him. You
confronted Moses.
You are confronting Moses.
About that, hey, Mavis.
Mavis was sending you this thing last night. I saw it. And Moses is telling you that.
Why are you
checking my phone? The thing cry is our group chat. So it's our boys group chat. Why are you? And you know what you saw.
No, do you know how Moses will gaslight her?
And maybe to believe that. In fact, I was actually trying to do the proper gaslighting. When you say this one, see, she go catch you.
Yeah. Oh, she
the
go catch
be,
you.
The team be say,
are you
Moses go talk you say.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, but this thing, we do it all the time.
It's nothing. We are just friends.
I can't understand why you get yourself worked up.
I don't think that's you the don't, pro- I don't think
and that- come. You don't trust me that much. You and I have been here all this year, but you don't trust me. See?
Well, Kyle, that is too specific.
experience.
My friend, that's too specific.
Experience, in fact.
But I think the proper gaslighting would be when Moses turns it around and now blames the baby
that's
girl.
Why are you saying, going through my phone?
That's what I'm saying. You don't trust me.
Yes.
You don't trust me that much.
Out of the picture.
Quentin, finish on that for me. The letter.
And for me, look, Tayu, it is painfully painful because when you consider the events of the week and you juxtapose it on the amount of money that we spent this year, 4.5 million on accreditation tax, 15 million on feeding, you look at all these things, it just tells you that
16 million to install ACs and buy new mattresses
at Legon,
yes,
that's
and now they say they are those things are not even functional because the students can't afford, so they have to stop using them so the students can afford the hostels.
When you look at all these things as a taxpayer, it tells you that Ghana actually has money.
Yes,
like there's money, but if our priorities are set right, maybe our lives would have been much better than it is now. It's just a group of people who have decided that they are just going to waste our money, and that money is going to benefit themselves. Because you can't tell me that you use 4.5 million to print, and you and I, we've seen the tax. We all had accreditation.
No, that one is for a games management system.
And
which accreditation. Included accreditation tax.
Yes. The games management system, no. Let's not go into these things.
No, but what is the accreditation tax?
The games management system.
You said 4.5 million accreditation tax.
The games management
system includes the accreditation tax.
The games management system, isn't it that system that sent us 60 emails, the same thing, on the morning of this thing?
Yes, Muftar received them too.
You've been accredited.
What, 5 billion?
The same games management system that our colleagues outside Ghana couldn't access. That our colleagues outside Ghana were consistently texting us, asking us if we had gotten our accreditation. Like, is that the one? Is that the one you spent 4.5 million on?
But I'm talking about the competence.
But if you go to buy games management system,
look, we are talking about incompetence. And the fact is that substandard games management system, it is not possible that thing would have cost $4.5 million. It is not possible. That is the point. That is incompetence. And then on top of that too, do you know how much CAF spent on the do you see the accreditation tags at the AFCON? You see the quality of that. The thing even has QR code safe. This thing, A4 sheet, $4.5 million. Do you know how much $4.5 million is on that thing? And then $15 million on feeding. And then you can spend $250,000 to fix a pitch. A pitch that is not just going to serve Black Stars, that is going to serve Premier League clubs, Division 1 clubs, students. Like, it's a national stadium. Somebody built it they renovated it in 2008. There were 4 world-class stadiums in this country in 2008. 4 standard stadiums in this country in 2008. And we are sitting here, we claim to have added to it. And in 2024, you don't have a single one that can. And you are sitting here, like, Charlie, this thing.
Quentin, calm down. Achutamaku, let me come to you. Your thoughts on this and the way forward. You mentioned that there was a meeting. I don't know if Mustafa has more details from that meeting and what they intend to do after the meeting. But clearly, our arrival here has not been an accident. I think we've all, especially on this platform, we have been very vociferous about our substandard infrastructure, our incomplete infrastructure, our overly zealous, I don't know what to call it, but is it fascination with AstroTurfs that have proven to be very substandard themselves? We saw recently pictures from Bukom AstroTurf where the people have turned it into dry line and put clothes on it because it's clearly not functional. We've seen other images from other constituencies where the winds are taking the turfs away because those turfs have various degrees. And instead of going for the highest spec, we tended to always settle for the cheapest one. One that is of no use. And the word, again, is functional. And in the end, it's just like a lot of green carpets around the country with no real function. And it's very disappointing, in my opinion, that this government touts itself as the government that has invested the most amount of money in infrastructure, in sports infrastructure, in the history of this country. They've said it many times. I'm not the one that has said it. And they always go, as evidence to back their claim, they always say that when they came into office, there were 2 or 3 AstroTurfs in Ghana, and now there's over 100. Nobody ever.
150.
The last time Baumia said 150.
Thank you. They renovated the Accra Sports Stadium in 2018. Only in 2018. Full scale renovation to host the Africa Women's Cup of Nations. Full scale renovations of the Accra Sports Stadium.
But you, on paper.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm just building a point.
Okay.
They spent huge amounts of money to renovate it to host an AFCON, a women's AFCON. Now, Cranston mentioned the 2022 inspection and the things CAF gave the NSA or Ghana to fix.
90.
What he didn't mention is that since then, they've closed down the stadium a total of 3 times. Yeah. supposedly to fix those issues. And money has been spent in court fixing those very issues. And yet the outcome is exactly the same every single time. No one takes responsibility. No one gets questioned. And when you speak out, they say it's personal hatred. We don't like Chumesi. Chumesi is gone. Another one has come. He doesn't speak to the media. We don't know what he's doing. He just exists in our imaginations. And he's not doing the work. But he's earning a salary.
Yeah.
So we are here now.
Yeah.
Joining the likes of Chad, Djibouti, Sao Tome, Niger, as the countries that have been banned from playing games at home. Shall That's the reality.
The fall is steep. Look, I have no doubt in my mind that the last 8 years have been the worst in the history of this country in terms of sports. If you look at all the money that has come into this country in terms of grants, whatever, IMF, whatever, the sum of it, this government has perhaps had more money to work with, and for that matter, more money at their disposal to be able to support sports than they have. And yet, what we have been unconscionable expenditure which serves no value whatsoever. And it's only because of three things. The unresponsive and tone deaf, because no matter the warnings, no matter the queries that we get from international bodies, they simply are not able to respond to them. Dysfunctional and irredeemably incompetent leadership we have here. So the alarm bells will go off. You will sound the warnings. Ghanaians will get angry. Sometimes the language will be intemperate. People will complain. But because they are irredeemably incompetent, there is nothing they will do that will fix the problems that we have seen in the past 8 years. And you see, just to give people a clear picture...
So it's just a case of incompetence?
Well, that's what it is. And you see, just to give people a sense of the scope of incompetence we're dealing with. And you see,
go on.
The irony of this is that these people strut around with Einstein-like aura. Like, yeah, we are the men. We know it better than you.
Why are you avoiding the phrase?
We have the men.
Thank you.
Boga, they strut around as if they have all the knowledge in this world. And yet, when you see their body of work, it stinks.
One certainly Seth, in sports, it does stink.
One Seth Panwum said what he said. The other day, people didn't pay attention to a lot of the things I said because, look, it wasn't just the fact that he was lying. The fact that he actually believed that facility in that the pitch in that state could be restored in 2 weeks to a FIFA standard sized pitch, right? A pitch that meets the requirements.
FIFA acceptable pitch.
In terms of the water contents, in terms of the size, the height of the grass, the kind of grass that they would grow. When I spoke to the guys who run the club licenses, in fact, the former managers there, you'll know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He told me that for these pitches, the only thing that will save them is close it down for 8 weeks minimum, 2 months. Between 6 to 8 months, regrow that grass and let complete regressing.
So relay it.
Relay it.
The grass.
So it's not just
because
the fact...
The grass is 50% grass, 50% weeds.
Yes. So it's not just the fact that he was lying. He didn't know that he was being lied to. That is the incompetence I'm talking about. And this is the board chairman of the National Sports Authority. For what it's worth,
who should have technical
he
knowledge?
He is not a novice because he was part of the previous board.
Yes.
Before he became the board chair, he was the technical advisor to the NPP's candidate now, Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia.
Yes.
He as high as it gets. Just he, for he, people to
he,
understand.
He ran Wa All Stars.
He's been in the football
that,
space.
Yes. Yes.
So you have that figure superintending over this incompetence. You have whatever happened under Professor Chumesi, right? So you have the people they are hiring who are feeding them wrong information. You have the high-ups themselves. You have even the regional heads, because in 2019, was it? Remember the Robert Duncan infamous speech?
Of course.
CAF told us that your facility does not meet the requirements. He arrogantly went on radio and said, CAF is wrong. Who are you? By what authority? By what experience?
are you telling CAF,
who sent experts here,
to come and see me? If you ask me to go and test whether or not that pitch meets the standards, I won't know. That's why whenever something happens, our first recourse is to call our friends at the FA. If you have any contact at CAF, those are the people you call because they have that knowledge. But you don't say that because you have MSc in Wanwan. You are telling CAF that. And you see, this is very consistent. The ministry statement that they released. How different is it from Robert Duncan's speech that in that year?
They are wrong. Go and play, oh boy.
How different is it from Robert Duncan? In Robert Duncan's speech that CAF are wrong. For me,
and even CAF has standards and procedures, right? Okay. They are, in fact, they are experts in this country, but CAF will never rely on them.
No.
They
no.
will send different independent people. See. So whatever those people say,
see,
it's fine.
See, these people, the level of unresponsiveness, when we played Sao Tome and Principe, we were fined for how much? $5,000.
$10,000.
But it was not enough. And this was the Accra Sports Stadium. Still, they did not act because they are tone deaf. When we played Baba Yara, the other leg of the incompetence that I'm talking about, the stewards that they train together with the policemen on duty to protect the pitch and essentially the entire estate of the stadium during matches, immediately the game ends, they leave the place. So the pitch panels and everything there are exposed. And that's how come the fans have access to the inner perimeter. They breach the inner perimeter because when the game is going on, the inner perimeter is locked. The only time people are able to invade the pitch is when one of those perimeters is opened. One of those...
Somebody opens it, doesn't close it.
It is incompetence that causes it. People don't have magical powers that they go to the Baba Yara and then suddenly they disappear. But you see, our situation is very sad because last year, the minister went to parliament and he promised that they were going to use parts of the 9 million from the World Cup to fix... And I'm going to read what he said.
Read it.
He said, and I quote, "We also want to develop some sports infrastructure."
Yes.
It's been over a year. Have you seen any evidence of that?
But the money has been paid.
Yeah. In fact, on the part of the GFA, he said, and I quote, "The FA have written that they want to improve the infrastructure at Pram Pram." And they have. Only that I do not agree with what they use the money for. So they use that for the 40-bed hostel. Right, so when you go to this year at Congress, the hostels that they built, part of the money.
No, the Congress hostel they want to sleep in were not new. These are old ones. They want to build new ones. I don't think they have the money yet.
Yes, so they renovated.
But they want to build the actual new one.
Yeah, but they renovated.
No, they had the money. Part of it. The money was released to them longer.
Yes. All of it.
Yes. And they used part of it to renovate. What the FA has not done is to tell us how much of that World Cup money went into this renovation and how much the entire renovation itself costs, just so we know.
And how much is left.
Exactly. Just so we know what you have done. But this is what the minister said at the time, that they were going to invest some of the money into infrastructure. They didn't. You know the funny thing? When Dana was speaking about how much we've invested into sport in all of this, and when I said that this is the worst period in the history of the country's sports, you mentioned that they claim they have built 150 AstroTurfs.
Mm-hmm.
How many of those are functional? How many of those serve purposes in Division 1 or even the Ghana Premier League?
Black Stars can't train on one.
Look, last year, the Black Stars were looking for a facility to train on,
they went to McDan. We shipped them to McDan. And then McDan Crano, it was overused. The Black Stars players were complaining.
And then to Kumasi.
Yes.
But a month before that, the facility in Koforidua, the former Koforidua Sports Stadium that they have rebranded to Youth Resource Center Koforidua. Yes. We spent about $4 million on that facility.
It's not done.
It was not fit. It was commissioned. But a month, the spanking new facility, no.
Yes.
It was not fit to host an 8-day Black Stars training camp. And nope. Here's the thing. The Black Stars were not going to use the entire facility to camp.
Just pitch.
They would only use the pitch and the changing rooms. Yet, it was not fit for specifications.
And yet, they commissioned it.
Oh,
so what was
next
there?
next month, and I'm sure we'll go back on the trip. Well, no, we'll go to Wa. Yesterday they told me that the one in Wa is
I saw the pictures.
Yes, but
not the pictures, the video, because the pictures they've done contrast and brightness.
Yeah.
They've done contrast and brightness and hue. You know hue.
Yeah. They flew a drone,
right? In the drug,
I saw that pitch. It's terrible.
Karim has not posted the video. So when you post it, people will see what exactly we're talking about. But essentially, we've paid...
Do we accept this?
Essentially, we've spent about $8 million on the facilities. Only one has been delivered as we speak. And it is not fit for some of these purposes. How do you tell me that for all the money that the state has spent, we cannot use $250,000 to fix one or two of these pitches? And you see, there is something that I would want to see stop. Yesterday, I had a conversation with someone at the ministry's comms department. Because when I saw the statement, I was like, no, this can't come from our friends. And they accepted responsibility. I was like, I know you were asked to do this, and that is your job. But you see, the meeting created a certain impression that all of them were aligned. I'm just going to end with this so that Muftah will give further details on that meeting. The statement created a certain impression that the ministry and the FA were all aligned. And this is what they believe. And so the FA will do what they already believe and not that they are being compelled by the sports ministry.
Right.
My understanding is this. On Wednesday's meeting, the FA president was present. The leadership of the sports ministry, the NSA, were present. At that meeting, the sports ministry was told that CAF did not arrive at this decision by just one inspection.
Yes.
They gave a breakdown of all of the previous inspections. They referenced the fact that in 2022, we were asked to fix 19 items, electronic access controls, Media Tribune, Media Center,
showers, what have you, toilets,
all of those,
floodlights.
They gave that breakdown. It did not happen. And they reminded them the previous correspondence, which the ministry and the NSA themselves were involved.
Yes.
Where CAF made certain concessions and just granted conditional approval, even though we did not. But out of goodwill, they allowed us. There was a reminder of the Sao Tome event and why Accra, since then, has not hosted any Category 3 match. There was a reminder of the Cape Coast incident as well. And how since then, we have not hosted a Category 3 match. So, some members of the FA Executive Council were taken aback by the wording of the Sports Ministry's letter.
Of course.
When it suggests that the ministry genuinely believes Cape Coast and Accra, after inspections, are going to meet the requirements. No.
Accra and Accra. Legon and Cape Coast wasn't
listed. Accra and Accra.
Yes.
I think
he mentioned Cape Coast because he has some intel in there. Because I have that intel as well. So
it's UG, yeah. UG and
look, Accra. Well, since Muftah decided to spill it, what is happening? They are telling CAF that come and inspect Cape Coast as well. They will meet the specifications.
You know why this is funny?
Well, I didn't want to, but you see, in the end, this is how the CAF thing works. As for the inspections, you can request 1,000,000 times. CAF are under obligation to send their men to come and check it.
Yes.
It is a routine process. It does not mean that when they apply the sanctions, their presence or their decision to come and inspect your facility suspends that sanction. No. What, before CAF decides to sanction any member association, what they do is this. You will get a number of reminders. You will get a number of queries. And you will get some conditional approvals. With the view that the conditional approvals will give you time to fix some of those issues that they have highlighted.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so that's how come before CAF finally decided that they won't allow us to play in Cape Coast, they gave us a number of conditional approvals. Before Accra, it was the same. Before Kumasi, it was the same. It is the same thing that happened to Niger, Chad, Lesotho, and all of the countries who are now playing their matches away. CAF didn't just get up one day and say that you are not going to play your home matches. So once they make that decision, you will serve the sanction. Look, the only way we do not play this match away from home is if CAF decides to compromise itself out of goodwill or whatever. But the standards have been clear for everyone to know. In fact, these days, if you go to the CAF website, you will see what the requirements are there. You will see all of the countries that have been sanctioned. Ghana, we are not special. So we will also serve the sanction.
We deserve to go. Thank you, Archie. Brilliantly done. Muftah, what more can you add to what Muftao has said.
What Atiu has said. Sorry. You just have responded and you forgot our names.
No, I did not. You see, I was looking at something because we came to the issue of the games management system. Yes. The argument you were having with Daniel about the value for money. And I remembered that Bright Simmons did a write-up on it and I was looking for it.
Yeah.
And I just found it and I want to share it with the rest of our listeners. Sure. It's very short. And it's an issue of value for money. So we spent $4.5 million on the games management system from Atos. That did not include several aspects. Apart from what Daniel said about the system crashing and not being fully functional, there were so many other aspects of the Atos system, games management system, that we did not subscribe to.
Okay.
And ended up still somehow paying $4.5 million. Now, he does a comparative analysis here, and he says, Ghana rented a games management system from Atos, the French ICT consulting giant, for $4.5 million when we hosted the African Games, which is true. And he says, was this based on a competitive tender? Now, listen to this. Atos bid to provide a similar system for the Mediterranean Games. It offered more than just accreditation. It included ticketing. We didn't have ticketing as part of this. Experience management as well. And the bid was all under 2 million euros. And guess what? They still lost the bid. A competitive company, Bonan, they won the bid for delivering a system at less than 1.3 million euros. And this was full specifications, including ticketing and everything else that goes with the games management system.
Okay.
They paid 1.3 million for that. The Mediterranean Games paid 1.3 million for that. The number of users of the Bonan system also exceeded the number of users for the African Games. But they had similar numbers in terms of athletes. Now the question is, was there, did the state give itself any chance in any value for money analysis? Did we invite
this one? Do you want me to answer?
No, not you. It's they're rhetorical questions.
Okay.
And so this is, so how did they arrive at Atos? That's a good question. And ended up paying 4.5 when examples abound of several other games paying far less for far more.
Okay.
For a games management system.
But this one, briefly, this one, we were not able to use the ticketing. But Ghana subscribes to the ticketing.
Somebody Ghana, has to pay for that.
Ghana subscribed to the accreditation. So, for instance, let's just a quick example before I go to the cafe. Let's say you've gone to buy a V8, right? You buy the car, everything is there. Your inability to use the AC would not stop the producers of V8 from telling you this is the amount and this is how much you're supposed to pay
except
for it.
Except in the case of the games management system.
Yes.
They could actually, you had the option of saying, remove this.
We had the
remove the AC.
But
you say you can use it. You bought it.
For instance, we all know what happened. Ghana, it's not saying the thing crashed. Ghana did not pay.
Yes.
When we needed to use it.
They even shut it down at some point.
Yes.
That's another story for another day.
So Dan Kweku Yeboah had to find a way of printing the F-watches you were talking about.
Yeah.
Find a way of print. And in fact, that day he went to print, Dan, sorry, why? Some armed robbers attacked his car, or just even thieves,
broke his car. Stole his laptop.
Stole his laptop, made away with important valuables.
Muftao, let's clarify. You are saying that we paid $4.5 million to Atos for a games management that included accreditation.
Accreditation, and all but athletes, officials, we subscribed to all these, but we couldn't use it.
But so we still ended up, the system, we got shut out of the system.
Mm.
Then we ended up going to buy A4 sheet to go and print the people. No. Dan Kweku Yeboah spent 2 nights with national service people.
Trying to print.
Physically typing the names when the system would have just automatically generated those accredited and then they would have just issued one printout. But they spent 2 nights. It's one of those nights that got his car broken
into. That was around the time that they shut down their system because we know pay.
But so in fact this requires an inquiry. Somebody has to cough up that money.
This matter is serious.
It's a serious matter.
No, taxpayers'
money. How do you spend this money?
You need that thing is very essential, especially it's not when the game starts.
No, before
to streamline all these things. So that's why it's necessary.
But friends, so when you go
and pay after, when you go and pay, they've shut you down. And you go and pay after the thing is necessary. You go and pay full cost after the thing is necessary. After you've already printed the thing, after you've already generated the physically and manually generated it, then you go and pay them the money right now for what?
No. So this was it. You've negotiated. You've agreed. They've given you a timeline to pay. The timeline catch you no pay. They shut you out. That's the point.
So the 4.5 million, where is it?
It's with Atos.
That's my point. Before you pay them. You're missing Daniel's point. So he's saying that we ended up paying the money, but the full benefits of the system we couldn't enjoy because also we paid late.
And that's why I'm saying that it is out of incompetence. All
right, fair enough.
So let me come back to my point.
Go on.
Okay. You know one thing, Fent? I've read something at the most later since Tuesday. I know the only challenge that he mentioned when it comes to Bayala Sports Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
He said the main concern is the substandard condition of the natural grass on the field, which requires immediate attention. The current state of the pitch does not meet the standards required for CAF, FIFA, Senior International matches, necessitating a complete reconstruction.
Reconstruction.
Yes.
Just so we have to relay the whole thing. So fact, just growing grass.
In fact, the people, some of the people who were actually abusing the FA of releasing the statement and all that. In fact, if the FA had decided to lift the entire statement that Samson Adamu wrote to the Ghana Football Association, many people would have said that the FA is been doing that diabol. But I have had the privilege of reading the entire letter, and as I mentioned earlier, they actually said the Baba Yara Sports Stadium, the Accra Sports Stadium, and the Cape Coast Sports Stadium, these facilities, they are prohibited. And guess what? Right after the game against Angola, the Ghana Football Association decided to engage the Ministry of Youth and Sports to send a pitch management expert to Cape Coast to go and take care of the facility. I don't know if they anticipated this was likely to come.
I see.
That gentleman is still currently at Cape Coast, still working on the pitch. Maybe they want to try and see if they can do some small magic. Since
so everything is a stopgap measure for these people.
Reactionary song. Nobody is thinking.
You're missing the thing.
So I want to go back to 2021.
This stopgap measure is not from the ministry. This is from the FA.
The FA. They engaged the ministry, and so in fact, so they spoke to the ministry. The ministry also spoke to the National Sports Authority. The National Sports Authority spoke to the regional director. So they arranged for a gentleman to go and take care of the pitch.
This arrangement was what resulted in what we saw at the
Public Accounts
Committee. The minister sent someone there and the director said the person should get out of
Out of that place.
Ghana.
You said that our goodwill with CAF expired. Indeed, it expired. You have to go back to 2021 when we played South Africa. That game, South Africa went and reported us to FIFA.
We won 1-0 penalty.
One of the things South Africa also reported Ghana about was the pitch.
Right.
It was terrible.
They said the pitch was bad. But that was an area the FA were able to use their relationship and other things to handle. But since then, the Cape Coast Sports Stadium has always been earmarked as a facility that was never ready to host any other international match for Ghana. And indeed, it happened to be the last game we played there. Because the next game, we had to go to Baba Yara because they used it for Independence Day celebration. And destroyed it. Made it very terrible.
And Peter Chumesi gave assurances that
it was going to be ready.
Yes.
We went to Baba Yara. Baba Yara had so many issues for us to fix. Unfortunately, again, we were all here when Emmanuel Dasubre and Co were all doing the background things, including the FA president, Kurt, using their relationship. Sometimes, I wish these people would be willing to open up and share certain things to the public. and would appreciate the kind of things they do behind the scenes just to protect the image of this country. But you get to a point that you run out of that luck.
Of course.
And this is where we are. Finish. So we go to Bawayara. They agree that we should play Nigeria there. Right? After we finished, CAF decided to withdraw that conditional license that was granted to Ghana to play the game there. We needed to fix certain things to be able to meet the standard. In fact, when we were playing the AFCON qualifiers 2023, remember there was that one press conference. Whether they caught some small thieves and place them in front of some.
Oh yeah, we remember. we don't have short memory. It's like we were selling toffee on the table.
Dumplings in this country.
Yes, you see how thank you.
CAF still agreed that okay, go ahead and play. Now we're at a point they say we need total reconstruction of the Bawayara Sports Stadium, or else it is prohibited from hosting any senior international match. Those were the exact words of Samson Adamu. Okay. Then we come back to the meeting. After the letter came, I was made to understand that the minister was not happy the FA released the statement on their website. Because letter came, you forwarded a letter to the ministry. The ministry said, oh, come, let's have a meeting. You go and put it on your website. Well, it is his discretion to have issues with it. It is the FA's discretion to also publish on their website.
So, hold on. The sports ministry wanted what exactly? That the FA should have kept the letter secret?
They said the letter, come, let's meet and resolve the issue. Why would
you have a duty to the citizens to inform them. If their stadium had been banned and they have no chance of watching this game here, you can't play. You see, everything is PR to this
PR. Let the ministry tell us. It's okay.
But the letter was not to ministry.
The letter is to the FAO.
It's a ministry.
I am just
No. That's what Muftau is saying.
No, my point is, I'm talking against the ministry. The FAO only has to send it to the ministry because they are the owners of the stadium. The communique is to the Ghana FA, and Ghana FA is supposed to inform us. That's the fact. The ministry only know. Ministry will only be informed because they are the owners of the stadium. That's
fact,
the truth.
Fact.
Ghana Football Association, Mr. Prosper Addo, General Secretary, Accra. That's how they address
it. Yeah, that's what Daniel just said. That's it. They should keep quiet over there.
Okay. But they expressed their reservations.
Okay.
In the meeting, right?
Go and fix the thing and stop expressing reservations.
Was there. Alex Asante was there. Was it the vice president of the Ghana Football Association? The minister was there. Director of the National Sports Authority was there. I understand his deputy too was there. So they had a very extensive conversation. Actually, I had already mentioned some.
Okay.
But one of them was, if we are not able to get a venue in Ghana, where do we go?
Right. I was going to that. So answer that question.
So the FA chose Togo.
Okay.
The FA, they prefer to go and
play. Hey, Togo has...
Can you believe this?
The thinking is that we'll be able to
get... No, I
don't
know. If you are Togolese, no disrespect, but I just have to say... What? What?
No, but they are brothers. They know.
What?
So, the FA prioritizes playing at Togo because they think that in Togo, we'll have more Ghanaians come and support the team. The ministry also prefers Cote d'Ivoire. They think that we are close to Cote d'Ivoire as well. So these are the two options currently on the table if you're not able to get a venue at the moment. But in the end, the ministry is going with what the FA
will decide.
So currently, if 90% agree that we are going to play the game in Togo, that is if you are not able to convince CAF to accept Cape Coast. Because the FA told them that Accra Sports Stadium is already in the CAF database.
Red Books.
Database. So... they do not think it will be appropriate to ask CAF to come and take a look at it. Because during the African Games, actually, you were there.
That was this year.
In fact.
It was 4 months ago.
In fact, CAF categorically said that the Accra Sports Stadium was not, it did not meet the requirements to host the African Games.
African Games who?
Yes. Yeah. Only the African Games.
They called us... negative people because we did a report and said actually
yes!
the pitch was growing.
Now let me tell you one thing.
Mushrooms.
Hold on, let me tell you one thing. Do you know where CAF sent the letter to? Can send the videos to? They sent it to the GFA, sent it to the ministry.
Yeah, that report was everywhere.
But they sent me. My story was the reason CAF decided not to grant license for.
But
meanwhile,
the fact is that it was our videos.
No,
wait.
You see, meanwhile, let's assume I didn't do that story. Mm-hmm. The CAF inspectors would have seen the same thing I mentioned in that report. The Joy Sports cameras, the things that we captured, it was the same thing CAF came to see, because what they do not tell the public is that beyond the videos that CAF saw from Joy Sports, they sent inspectors here. They saw the same things.
Did, yeah.
Okay. So
they saw the same thing.
So CAF said that the facility was not, it did not meet the requirement to host the African Games, but once again, goodwill, they allowed them to play there. The Lagos Sports Stadium that said we should go and use. Even for the under 17 competition, CAF said it was not qualified to host.
We're lucky.
One, the dressing rooms. It does not meet the requirements to host.
It doesn't.
International competition.
$34 million. Just say, they don't see what
did they build the dressing room. The dressing room, if I lie down like this, who I roll three times, I reach. It is small. Like this.
No.
If I roll like this, it's over.
Africa Games deserve a commission of inquiry. No. I swear.
You know what corruption does?
Do you know one thing?
Corruption makes crazy money look like chicken change.
Why are you all interjecting me? It is not my time.
So when they tell you,
he's come to hit something.
Achu is around like that.
Achu is coming. I say Achu. Mufta has come to hit something. I can sense it. Fire away. He's coming to
the dressing room. No, the home team can easily walk into their waiting.
How is that possible?
So
stone throw.
So
that is a literal stone throw.
Yes, literal meaning.
So in fact,
and this stone, you don't need catapult.
No. Like this.
And the 17, which is a category 2, does not meet. You want to take the Black Stars there? Category 3. If they want to tick their things more, category 3 requires a maximum 30,000 capacity
minimum
30,000 capacity stadium. Charlie,
Legon is 10,005.
Legon is like 10,000.
You've even forgotten to mention that the last qualifier, the Blasters, went to train there one day. They ran away.
They disappeared.
Hey,
they ran away one day.
So
the Otuado said, no, we can't do this.
Then I can't talk about the pitch. The pitch does not meet the standard requirements for an official international game. So clearly, we find ourselves in a position where Togo is likely to be our destination. So, Fent,
when you
are getting ready with the budget, we are going to Togo.
You say what? The pitch does not meet FIFA's
dimensions.
Who won the FA Cup at the this thing?
In Swatchman.
You won.
And in fact, so why are they not playing CAF Champions League?
No, but
there?
You know the funny thing, eh? Swatchman and Samatex, they could qualify to the group stage. If they make it to the group stage, they will have to play their games outside of Ghana.
Yeah. So that's because CAF rejected this. CAF rejected it
Dreams FC last year. Yeah. They played the preliminary rounds in Accra. When they made the group stage, they had to go to Kumasi. Now Kumasi has been banned.
Yes.
It means if you make the group stage.
And in fact, even outside the preliminary round, CAF rejected it. But the FA had to beg and say, it just be some few matches so would they beg?
This is Game Plan 99.7 Joy FM. Hits 103.9 FA. Your messages are welcome. 055-111-1997. The Joy News Habitat Fair. It's happening at Good Park near Accra Mall. They started today. The fair is opened from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. Admission is free. Remember, the Joy News Habitat Fair is everything housing. The Ecobank Joiners Habitat Fair. Get a house and make it a home. And it's in partnership with Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, empowered by the Planned City Extension Project from Cities and Habitats, rent to own. And it's sponsored by Elegant Homes, Safety and Home Solutions, G&J Technical Services, DevTaco Woodlands, DPS Pipes, Home Wall Building Supplies, Global Lighting, Super Lock, Everlasting UPVC Windows and Doors, Syntex Tank, Less Fortune Limited, Build Freeze, Solar Hybrid Air Conditions, DBS Roofing Industries, Virtual Security, Yobent Security Doors, Clifton Homes, and Tino Solutions. It's happening right now. Pass by. It's near the Accra Mall. Good Park is what they call it. G-H-U-D. Put it in your Google Map. It will take you there. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. So 13th, which is today, tomorrow, and then on Sunday. So 3 days. And it started today. So go there. Join this Habitat Fair. is happening. Petrosol is a proud sponsor of this show. Every drop matters, just as every penny counts. Good quality fuel enhances your vehicle performance and reduces maintenance costs. So take no risk in times like this. All you need is value for your money. Look no further. Drive to the next Petrosol Platinum Energy Fuel Station for your clean, accurate quantity fuel suitable for new technology vehicles. Be a happy customer. Fill with smiles. Drive more miles. Save some money. Actually, I didn't put off your mic. If you are gossiping about somebody, be careful. We will talk about the Black Stars shortly in terms of Otuado's own performances, because, yes, we have issues, pitch issues and what have you, but we've also started the qualifying campaign with 1 point out of six, and now it looks like we are in a bit of a sticky situation when it comes to qualifying for the AFCON. What is he getting wrong? Why aren't we getting the consistency from Otuado? Your message is also coming up here on the show. Welcome back. This is Game Plan on 99.7 Joe FM, hits 103.9 FM. My name is Fentu, Tahir Fentu. I've got your messages here on the number 0551111997. Also, a kind reminder that on October 26th, we are back with the Joy Sports Invitational. It's a big tournament for corporate institutions from around the country. Registrations filling up. How many sporting disciplines, Muftal? Quite a number.
We have about 24 teams. We have about 9 sporting disciplines. 11, actually. 11 sporting disciplines. So it's going to be fun.
It will massive, be. It will massive, be. Massive fun. I'm looking forward to the CEO penalty kick. Shoot. You know, those are the only ones you see. Some people will go and don't see the ball. They miskick the ball because the CEO has got, before he got there, he can see the ball. When you go closer, no, the thing is road covering
block.
The ball.
Roadblock. Roadblock.
Guess who is going to kick for us?
Who?
Kwesichum.
Oh no, he won't have that problem.
Kwesichum, there, he looks fit.
He's fit. He won't have that problem.
It's not about the Bifito, but Kwesichum is the one who is going to kick for Montpellier.
I see.
Jale is fit. Anyway, we know.
Welcome back, Habiba. This is a message from Four Legs. How is your name, Four Legs? All right, anyway. They've more here. Their friend, for me, I believe the sports minister has no locus being in charge. What is left of him is rhetorics. Or rhetorics, the right pronunciation. The president of the nation should just have sacked him long ago. Do we always need to put people in our party in such positions? I think the sports minister should not even be an appointee of government. The embarrassment is enough. Shame on them. Kwamina Bill Gates in Tesano sent us that message. So Kwamina clearly not happy. Nitojo from Temanita says, thank God for CAF for giving us an opportunity to do sports well in Ghana. Are you sure? Because
he doesn't know the business people are going to do.
Oh
this.
Yes, because a ban doesn't necessarily mean that we are going to do the right thing. Problem.
When people get used to the contracts that will come with one away game.
Daniel in Makati Hill says, we are a country that celebrates mediocrity. How can a serious government build over 150 astro turfs across the country and fail to maintain the existing sports stadiums which we play our international matches on? Now, I die. They will not use the astro turf to do politics anymore. You see, and that's always the self-defeatist idea around doing or using propaganda instead of doing the actual work. Mm-hmm. So now you have 150 astro tests, but because we've been banned from playing international matches, you can't say you've invested the most in infrastructure again. No. It doesn't mean that you haven't. It just doesn't sound right anymore.
But there was one point I didn't mention. Do you know if we're going to play out that we have to rent the stadium?
We'll pay money. That's why I tweeted that the amount of money we'll spend playing one game away from home can fix all the issues.
Yes. Because Liberia paid $10,000 to use Accra Stadium.
That money cry young who may be a fire. This message says, this is from Dell in Madrid, as usual. You're welcome back, Fent. You've been missed. And all the talking you are doing, no one will listen to you. It's only in Ghana that common sense eludes our leaders. We've accepted mediocrity to the point that it has become our middle name. But the Black Stars too, after we said the pitch wasn't good, when they got the proper pitch, they decided to disgrace us. We spent all the monies on the platform of corruption. Why wouldn't there be uncontrollable inflation? The sad part is the average Ghanaian always suffers. Let those who turn themselves as doing good work come and show us their works. By now, heads should be rolling. God punish our leaders. Okay, as a little extreme. May God touch their hearts to do the right thing. That's what I would say. This message is from Aziz Idigoro inside Tema Community 1 Side 10. He says, awful times to be addressed as a Ghanaian for the past decade. Disgrace upon disgrace for all that's been happening. It's no longer a surprise to me. A country that is on record to have dug the world's most expensive pit worth $58.1 million and still managed to hold property accountable. Okay, interesting. Aziz has taken this to different levels. This message says, today is Eunice's birthday. Who is Eunice? Hey, okay, Eunice, please, happy birthday to you. This one says, let's please suspend, and it's a message from Prosper from Dakuman. He says, let's simply suspend Ghana international football competitions for 5 years and reorganize with the help of all patriotic and concerned stakeholders. Prosper, thank you for your message. Tumu Soja, the thing you chop, what is that? The food. Yes, of course.
Give
Danny K some.
I beg you.
Danny K, are you hungry?
I'm not
brother
hungry.
Man for help, brother man. Brother man for help, brother man. Make brother man put on flesh more.
Right from Batuna. The bread and Batuna, bring me some. I can't eat what friend is eating. I beg you.
Yeah. Let me take one last message. I think we're almost, and I take your thoughts on a company called Boogeyman and Partners wanted to build a Boogeyman project, but they were not given the contract because of no Kofio, and was given to the ones who did. And he sent us a picture of Boogeyman's drawing. We had an interest. Interesting.
Shall we? We have to discuss this story.
No. Chale,
I said one day. I didn't say today.
Not even today. Oh. Even that one day, Chale, that story be some wavy.
Quick thoughts on the Black Stars matches. Danny K, Charlie, 1 point out of a possible six.
Charlie, 1 point out of a possible six.
You lost hope. You don't want to say.
What's up?
All right, at you, briefly for me. Where do we go from here? It's not looking good.
It's not looking good. But everything we saw in that game was very similar to what we saw in the US friendlies last year.
Mm.
And I told you people that we need to be patient with this team. That
take that again.
Yes, we need to be patient with this team.
Patience must be earned.
So I'll come to that. The issues of lack of commitment, Otuado used a different word. He said passion.
Okay.
But it's the same thing. Application, commitment, dedication. We play as if there's nothing at stake. The sense of urgency that is not in the team. A number of factors have led us to this point. And Otuado needs to decisively address some of these things. He has to be ruthless. I was hoping that by halftime, two or three players ought to have come off, right? We have created a situation where a lot of players feel they are untouchable no matter what they would play. We've offered the national team platforms on silver platter to players who have misbehaved in a certain manner. Remember the Neoma experience with the Meteors. The next Black Stars call up, he was in the team. So all of these things, how you prepare, those things will take time. But in the short term, there are things that Otuado ought to have been able to fix. I don't know how he was going to do it, but he needs to be able to send out a message to the team that, look, you cannot play in the way they did. I thought the first half, at least three players ought to have come off, because there was not, for me, it wasn't even about tactics. If you are losing all of your duels, if players are walking about as if there's nothing at stake, we can't even have a conversation about tactics or what, because they are not even applying themselves for you to then see that, okay, this is what they are trying to do. And then it is the wrong approach, or the players are not suited to it. And that for me is very damning. So he needs to fix that.
Are questions around his competence premature?
I think they're premature.
Okay, fair enough. Danny K, there's a big game this week in the Premier League. The North London Derby is on Sunday. Quick thoughts on that. Spurs haven't started well. One win, one draw, one defeat. Arsenal, on the other hand, started with a bit of a and then some small setback in between, but they still look good.
Yeah, they look good, but the squad available for the game is it will be tough for us.
The injuries, huh?
The injuries. Yeah. There's no Odegaard, there's no Rice, who's picked up a suspension. Jorginho hasn't played much this season. In fact, he wasn't involved in the international break, so it will be difficult drafting him into this game. Look, I 2 weeks ago, I was looking at the fixture and I thought was Arsenal will handle this one. But
after
the international break and the events just before the international break, I think it's going to be a much closer tie. What I know will be guaranteed is goals. We'll see a lot of goals because these are two teams that love to play, create chances. There will be spaces there to be exploited. So there will be goals. But as to who would win, I think it's too early to tell.
Fair enough. That's our show for today. Game plan brought to you by Patreon Soul. The Joy News Habitat Fair, like I said, it's happening today, tomorrow, and Sunday at the Good Park near Accra Mall. Make sure you pass by there. Make that your house a home. All right? And that's what it is. Yes, Danny.
I want you to ask me the question, the last question you asked, Atru. You say, questions around his competence.
Yes.
Ask me.
Are questions around Otuado?
Otuado is going nowhere. Otto is going nowhere.
All right. Thank you very much, Danny. Thank you, Muftal.
FIFA just sent me an email about the 80 pitches the FA claimed to have done. Or they said they're giving FA money to do 80 pitches. They told me they've given the total a little over $200,000 for those pitches.
Yes.
So we'll be publishing the story on my journal. Right?
Fair enough. All right. Thank you, Muftar. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you, Achu. And thank you to you, our listeners, for always tuning in. We are back again next Friday at 1:15 p.m. with another edition of Game Plan. My name is Fenty Otahiro. Thanks for listening and take care.